have than a more depressing, newer book. It's entitled Death and Friends, because when I put the manuscript together, I noticed that at least half the poems in it were something like death poems. Very few are dramatically and precisely death poems, but and I was sure some critic in reading it would say, well, he's got a fixation on death and he's writing death poems. So I thought if I called it Death and Friends, it'd make it obvious that I was aware of it. The friends part of the title comes from the sense that the sense of alienation or the sense of death or loss or whatever in the poems is balanced somewhat by some poems which talk about friendship as a saving grace, human companionship as that which balances death, at least for a time. I'm going to do something too, which perhaps I shouldn't do. In order to explain what I think the nature of these poems is, because I do feel strange writing a lot of death poems. I am not that terribly fixated on death as a catastrophic event. When I sent in the manuscript for this book, the publisher asked me if I would make some sort of a statement about the book, and I wrote this up very hurriedly, but it may give you some perspective about some of the poems. That may sound pretentious too. I don't know. It's fairly honest though. Death and Friends is inescapably the product of life conditions that require responsibility for others, political and social apocalypse, marriage, and teaching. But as a poet, the moral ground I'm most familiar with remains within myself. I can only confront injustice, both private and social, when I'm out of some kind of an honest sense of self. I'm not a man of action, therefore I'm out of the mainstream of revolution. What responsibilities I bear with confusion and constant crisis. I find myself, maybe this is important, the only thing that's important in describing the sense of death within the poems. I find myself thinking of death daily, or maybe I should say partially experiencing it, I hope without morbidity. The reasons are complex, some of them are particularly the mood of America, but the outcome is a value of life, friendship, and pain, especially pain, which alerts. It helps me, too, toward that kind of solitariness which informs responsibility and which is more and more difficult to obtain. Well, so much for that.